been hearing day by day how to meditate, how to meditate, meditate. Begin by charan darshan. Charan. Begin by meditating. Meditate on Krishna's charan. Charan dhyan. Charan chinna. Chara chinna. Charana chinna. There's 19 marks. Unis chinna. Krishna's charan name. 19 marks on Krishna's feet. And we should meditate. 11 on the right feet and 9 and 8 on the left foot. Like this. And each one has a different representation, meaning, and effect for the meditating devotee. So in every verse, Kapila Muni, this is a recapitulation, he's saying, the yogi should meditate on the feet, on the thighs, on the waist. And yesterday we heard about Komadaki Dhyan. Meditating on the club, Komadaki. Meditating on the gada, Shank, Pada, was it? Padma, Chakra, like this. So now, yes, you heard about the club. This yogi. So the verses can be seen. One yogi will fix his meditation this way. We have the Ashtanga yogi. We have the Karma Mishra yogi. We have so many different types of yogis. Then the final yogi is the Ananya Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti Yogi. There's Ananya Bhakti Yogi. So that person is described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Ananyas Chintyantomam. Ananyas Chintyantomam Yejana Prevashate. Teshan Nityabhinatiram. Yogakshemam Mahanya. Is that the same? Ananya Chinta. This is the Ananya Chinta Yogi. That yogi whose chitta, his consciousness, is Ananya, it's always fixed on Krishna and no one else. Ananya, no other. Anya, Ananya, Ananya. No one else but Krishna. The Ananya Chinta Yogi. The Ananya Chinta Yogi is the Prema Yogi. Prema Yogi. The Prema Yogi is the Bhakta, pure Bhakta, pure devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Gurudev ki? Because for us, our pure devotee is our Guru. For us, our Guru is Prabhupada. He is your Shikshu Guru. Guru is pure devotee. Shuddha Bhakta. So he is also a yogi. And some of the verses we're hearing about, Kapila Muni is describing the yogi who is on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. He has not awoken to Rag. He doesn't have Rag, Krishna Rag, intense attraction, affection, attachment to Krishna. So yes, you meditate on the feet. You meditate on the thighs. You meditate on the ornaments of the Lord, the bangles. It's just like telling a man, hey, Vyasji, meditate on your wife's knee bones. Meditate on your wife's ankles. And he'll say, no thank you, I'd rather meditate on her face. I'd rather meditate on my wife's face. Why? This is common sense analogy. Bhagavatam, Kapila Muni is telling us, meditate on the thighs, meditate on the feet, meditate on the clubs. So it's like I'm telling some husband, meditate on your wife's bangles. Those are her kangam. Meditate on her bangles. Meditate on her frying pan. You know the frying pan, karai? Because Krishna has chakra and komadaki, but your wife has karai and frying pan. If you get out, she picks up the frying pan, which is an iron skillet. Teflon, now it's Teflon. She uses that for cooking paratha. You know paratha? You've heard paratha? Anyone doesn't know paratha? If you don't know paratha, you're not. So if she doesn't like you, she picks it up and smacks your head. Dom! Oh, I'm sorry. So this is her weapon. All right. Meditate on your wife's frying pan. Meditate on your wife's karai. Will you want to meditate like this? No, you should not. Will meditate on the woman's face and some other things, which you can figure out. I don't have to describe. But usually it's not her frying pan. Usually it's not her bangles. I can say nati. I can tell you what a man won't meditate on, right? The bangles, the shoes, the Reeboks. Meditate on your wife's Reeboks. No thank you. So now this verse, Jai Parthasarathi Ki Jai. Padmamukh Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Padmalotion Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Padmamukh Padmalotion. This is Shyam Sundar, Parthasarathi, Govinda. So now we can meditate deeply, drink deeply with the cups of our eyes, the beautiful lotus face, the lotus countenance, Vandana. Padma Vandana, 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 Vandana of the Lord. So this verse is describing the Ananya Bhakti Yogi Dhyan. How the Ananya Bhakti will meditate. He has rag. A man has rag for his wife. Because of the intensity of his rag, his attraction, his love is pulling his meditation, pulling his mind to the bangles, to the frying pan and club and chakra and thighs and varope. He'll meditate maybe on the thighs of the wife, but generally he'll meditate on the face of the wife. Varana, varana dhyan. Because it is love. And even a man, there's an arranged marriage. There's an arranged marriage. The man brings his brother, sees the girl, never seen her before. And he meets her and he thinks, well, she's a little fatty. She's kind of fat. And she's not very smart. But she has a beautiful face. Right? So you see in India so many fat ladies. There's like 1 billion. 1 billion fat ladies, but they have beautiful faces. Indians have very nice features, very beautiful. And you look at the man, so he's in love with the woman, of course, her attributes, her qualities, her sweetness, and her seva, her bhav, but her face is a very large part. So because this verse is telling, this is for the Rag Margi, Raghuriya Saraka. He'll want to meditate on the face of Krishna. He'll lose himself, he'll lose his meditation in the beautiful face of Krishna, just the eyebrows, the mouth, the nose, the teeth. There are so many minute descriptions. Vishnu Chakravartipada in his commentaries, in 10th canto, he's explaining that generally, Bhagavad Puran, they're explaining, this is how to meditate on Vishnu. You want to do Vishnu Smaran, Vishnu Dhyana, Shravana, Kirtana, Smaran, Padasevana, Navadara Bhakti. You want to do Vishnu Smarana? Then first you start with the feet. Everywhere it will tell you. If you're a worship, if you're a Madhva Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, every acharya, every shastra will say, meditate on the feet of Ram. Meditate on the feet of Vishnu. Begin there. And what do the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas say? What does the Gaudiya Mahajan say? Baladeva Vibhushan, Jiva Goswami, Guru Goswami, and Vishnu Chakravarti, what do they say? Start your meditation on the face. You see the contrast and the difference? What do all the other Vaishnava acharyas tell their bhaktas to meditate on to start with? What?
The feet.
The feet. You got it? The feet are on the bottom, the face is on the top. So they start from the bottom and work their way up. We start from the top down. We don't need... Krishna loses himself in Radharani's face. Radharani loses herself in Krishna's face. This is natural inclination. Svabhavika. But that will be a natural inclination that your mind and your heart will run to the face of God if you have rag. You have attraction for Krishna. Automatically, otherwise, I don't have any attraction. Okay. Because Vishnu Chakravartipada wrote one book called Rupa Chintamani. Rupa Dhyanam Chintamani. Rupa Chintamani. And there he says, listen, bhaktas, I am Mahajanacharya, Mahajanayana Kadasa Mantra, you should follow me. I will teach you how to meditate on Radhakrishna Yugal. Radhakrishna Yugal Dhyanam. So what does he say? He begins, meditate on the indescribably, beautifully, most beautifully, charmingly sweet smile of Radharani. Or let's say, smile of Radharaman. This is what we're told. So this verse, this is a verse for us, the Bhakti Yogis. The Yogi! Are we Yogis? Yad Yogi, Karma Yogi? Bhakti Yogi? The yogi should meditate. Oh, hey, I think I'm a yogi, or I'm trying to be a yogi. Well, just substitute it. The bhakti yogi should meditate upon the beautiful lotus face of Krishna, which is adorned with curly hair and decorated with lotus-like eyes and dancing eyebrows. If you ever go to Rasa-lila performances, these young Brahmin, puberty Brahmin boys, only boys in Vrindavan or anywhere where they perform, and when they dance and Krishna's dancing, he's mastered the art of making one eyebrow go like this, and the other one's like, one's here and one's over here. Have you ever seen? Or like, Bharatanatyam dancers maybe, or Kathak. It's a skill, it's a talent. It's like, have you ever seen, anyone seen? Raise your hand. Isn't it? You're like, whoa, what's this? Krishna Kripa Kataksha. Tom, 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 tom. It's marvelous. So the dancing eyebrows, right? Don't meditate on the dancing eyebrows of the girls in GK1. Oh, don't do that. Come into the mandir and meditate deeply, tightly, for a long time on the dancing eyebrows of Krishna. A lotus surrounded by swarming bees and a pair of swimming fish will be put to shame by his elegance. So Kapila Muni, he's a poet. He's a Bhagavan Kapila, so he's making a very nice analogy here. He said, if you want to compare a lotus flower and some makara, what do you call this? Bumblebees, whole swarm of bumblebees, swarming these thousands, big like soccer ball, football, big cluster of 50,000 bumblebees and honeybees moving through the air. They have such a thing, it's called a swarm. So it looks like streaks. When they move, when 50,000 bumblebees fly, like you see birds, 5 birds, 10 birds, they migrate, they fly in the sky, you see geese or something, 5, 10 birds flying. But bumblebees also, honeybees, they migrate from place to place, but they're like 25,000, 50,000 in a bundle, let's say cluster. So when they're flying, we grew up in the country, when they fly, it looks like streaks of black, it looks like this dark black. So the analogy is, we have a lotus, we have this swarm of bees, and then we have some minnows. Minnow is a type of fish, little minnows, in the lakes and streams. They're very tiny fish, about 1.5 inches long. They go, they're very fast. You see them running like this. So, in this analogy, this poetic analogy that Kapila Muni is giving, he said, these will be put to shame, a lotus will be put to shame. Shame on you. Ah, fie on you, Padma. Fie on you. Shame on you, Madhukar, bumblebees, honeybees. And shame on you, these fish, dancing minnows. Why? Because Krishna's wavy, curly, shiny hair is more ecstatic than buzzing bumblebees. More black and vibrant and moving than bumblebees. And his beautiful face is more beautiful than a lotus flower. Ah, a lotus flower, ah! It's nothing. And the very rapid movements of these fish cannot compare to the rapid movements of Krishna's eyebrows. He sees, oh, there's a Brajabadhu. Acha. Hey, Subha, Deko. See that? I never see this palace. Who is this king? Who is this Gwal? Who is this? I don't know. There's a Brajabadhu. Brajavadhu means newly married bride. A newly married girl is called Brajavadhu. Brajavadhu. And she's standing in the Chandrashalika of the palace, and she's looking over at Krishna Chandra's face. Oh, it's so beautiful. See those lotus eyes. See those dancing eyebrows. See that beautiful curly hair. She's looking. This verse is, she's looking. And this is her first confirmed. Her purva rag is rising, her intense attraction to meet Krishna. So Krishna, when he's walking with Subal, taking the cows out for Gocharanila, then he glances. Huh? And his dancing eyebrows, they glance towards that mantri and catch her.
capture your heart. Just one glance from Krishna Kripa Kataksha, that the, sometimes it's compared to the eyebrows of Krishna. Says here they're like moving, dancing like fish. They're also compared to sarp. What is the snake?
Sarp.
Compared to a snake. So now Krishna's, they're compared to the dancing fish, his eyebrows, so they're also compared to snakes, black cobras. And when a black cobra bites you, you are finished. So when the black cobra, Krishna's eyebrows, dance up to the Chandrashalaka and capture your glance, then you are finished. Gagamogi, you've fallen hopelessly in love with Shyam Sundar Ki. So this verse is describing that. This is the experience of one Rajabhadu, one yogi, one praying yogi, a Braj. You can see it like this also. This meditation we like. Don't you like? Yesterday we were meditate on the club. Oh no, I don't want that. Maybe I get hit. If I meditate on the club, maybe dong! Oh,
Komandaki, don't hit me.
Faces smile. Faces kiss. Faces speak. Eyes speak. Mouth speaks. Hair dances. Necks move. Faces communicate hearts. The face is the index of the heart. If you love someone, when you look at them, your love comes out of your face. You're in the job, blah, blah, blah. This guy, like, yeah, do that, buy this, sell that, this, that. And your face is one face, business face. It's called business face. You have Facebook, you also have business face. Then the tax man comes to your office and you have tax man face. But then you come before your lover, you come before your wife, and you have pati face, pati mukh, preni mukh, pyar mukh, a loving face. Hey, buy this, do that, then you see why, oh, hi, how are you? You had a nice day today? Is everything nice? Oh, you must have an hairdresser. You bought a new sari. How much? 50,000 rupees. 50,000? That's a little bit. It's big. That's for you. And not for them. It's 500 rupees over here. So this is the idea of Prabhupada's purport. One important statement here is dhyayan manomayam. Manomayam is not imagination. Impersonalists think that the yogi can imagine any form he likes. But Kapila Muni is saying that the yogi must meditate on rup dhyan karo, not arup. That Bhagavan is nirup, nirgun. Bhagavan nirgun hai. Bhagavan nirup hai. Nirakar, Akshardham. Kya, Dhamanadham. It's Rup Dham, it's the Dham, the Dham of Rup, Rupadham. Dham is full of form, Vastu, form. Holy Nam is full of form. Rupa Madhurya Krishna, Guna Madhurya Krishna, Lina Madhurya Krishna, Prema Madhurya Krishna. You can't have Prema without Rupam. You can't have Vena Madhurya without Rupam. You can't have Lila without Rupam. So Rupam is the basis. Form is the basis. So Krishna, so Kapila Muni, he's the greatest yogi, the greatest jnani. And he's telling, hey yogi, hey suno. Yogi, listen, shuniye. What is this bogus imagination? Manomayam. Dead. Because the phrase is there in this verse. The yogi should meditate on the lotus-like countenance of the Lord. Because the other verse says he should meditate on the beautiful face, so I got confused. This says he should meditate on the beautiful face. This says he should meditate on the lotus-like countenance. If you don't know what countenance is, it means face.
countenance. You can count on it. Yogi should meditate on the countenance, lotus-like face of the Lord, who is present in different forms in this world out of compassion for anxious devotees. Out of compassion for anxious devotees. So if we're anxious, we should meditate on the Lord, because he's appearing here out of his compassion. His nose is prominent. His crystal clear cheeks are illuminated by the oscillation of his glittering alligator-shaped earrings. Purport. Krishna descends to this material world out of his deep compassion for his devotees. Parichanaya saralam vinashaya janusritam. First he talks about, he says, Parichanaya saralam, I come for sadhus. Oh yeah, and I come to see the sadhus and come to love them, reciprocate with them and dance with them and be meditated upon them and be served by them and be remembered by them. And when I meet the sadhus, I meet my devotees and say, Oh Daddy, I'm having trouble. This guy at the bus stop is always harassing me. This bus driver, he's always, you know, pulling my hair. This, Acha? Who is this buddy? He's a Badmash? Bus driver, you're my daughter? You're a Kanya? Bus driver's pulling your hair? Hey, I'll go tomorrow to the bus stop. And the girl gets on the bus. And then he pulls her hair. Then you get on the bus. Hey, Ave, Jacqueline. Mary Bachehe. Meri Veda. Well, it's Indian. Hey, look at that. America is about. So first he comes to me, he says, and says, do you have any complaints? He says, yeah, this guy comes, so he's giving us a hard time. This guy in Ravana is giving us a hard time. So the devotees, they complain. Brahma, he had darshan, and Vishnu said everything's alright. And he said, well, Aranyaksha, Aranyaksha, so then he went and became. Whenever there's a discrepancy, there are two reasons for the Lord's appearance, incarnation in the material world. Whenever there's a discrepancy in discharge of religious principles, and there's a prominence of irreligion, that's Yudayudayi Narmasya Glanya Bhakti Bharata. Krishna descends for the protection of the devotees and the destruction of the non-devotees. When Krishna appears, his main purpose gives solace to devotees. He doesn't have to come himself to destroy demons. He has many great agents. Even the external energy, Maya, has sufficient strength to kill all the demons. Earthquakes, nuclear meltdowns, disease, famine, etc. All the demons can be killed this way. But when Krishna comes to show us how to come, his compassion to his devotees, he kills the non-devotees as a matter of course. It's a sideline. Okay, I come to be with my beloved devotees. That's my mukhya karana. Mukhya karana. The main cause of my appearance. Abhirvam. I am attracted to love. Sri Krishna Karshani. One of the six qualities of pure devotion, the sixth one, the level of prema, Sri Krishna Akarshani. That pure love of God attracts Sri Krishna. Sandrana Visheshatma. Very rare, ecstatic, blissful experiences. So Krishna says, I'm attracted to my devotees. This is the Karshan, this is the Chumbak. The Chumbak, the magnetic attraction. Krishna comes to the material world not to kill demons, not to come here. It comes because of love. There's no greater power than love. The Bhakta Bhagavan Prem Karshan, the Prem Chumbak, the magnetic attraction between Bhakta and Bhagavan is inestimable. How powerful it is. How much Krishna can attract the devotees. Krishna can attract the devotees so much, a Bhakta can become so compelled and attracted by Krishna that he can become this kinchan, a kinchan. He can give up everything in this world. Wealth, women, dharam, janam, sundaram, everything. Because of this powerful attraction of Krishna. Hey Bhagavan! Bhagavan! Govinda Dhamodara Mahadeva. Family, parivar, janadesh, parivar, everything he can charge, give up. Because of Krishna Karshan. Prem Karshan.
Bhagavan Kapreem Karshan, the intense power of love for God, can pull one's heart, pull one's mind, and pull one's body. Because if a woman captures your heart and mind, where's your body? With the woman. If Krishna captures your heart and mind, where's your body? With your wife and husband, and job and family, and your samsara? No. You're with Krishna. Krishna Sangha, Bhakta Sangha. You're living in the holy dham. You make your house a holy dham. You can't but live in the holy dham. You can't live in Delhi and do bhakti. If you have Rag, you'll close everything, shut everything, and run to Vrindavan. Because you feel the attraction. I'm attracted. I'm not attracted to healthy, smelly Delhi. Zero. So this is attraction. Now you think Krishna is not attracted to such a devotee? How much Krishna wants to run to his devotee? Krishna's heart gets captured by a devotee. Krishna's mind gets captured by a devotee's seva and purity of thought. Then Krishna's body gets captured. First the mind gets captured. Oh, hey, check that woman. Ooh. Ding, 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 dong, 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 dong. Who is she? That's my sister.
Acha.
What's your sister?
Acha.
Hey, want some amrasan? Listen, can you arrange a meeting with me and your little sister? Because my mind is attracted to your little sister. So now my little body wants to be with your little sister.
So Krishna, as Vaidisanda said, we should don't try to see Krishna, but think in such a way, feel in such a way, love in such a way, act in such a way, serve in such a way, that Krishna will want to run to you. You're taking one step towards Krishna, and he'll take 10 steps towards you. Well, let me tell something. Has anyone ever heard this phrase? If you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. Has anyone heard this?
Yes.
Yes, no, no, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, how many steps have you been taking towards Krishna? One. Because I heard that, but I have not seen Krishna. I have not seen Krishna. So, is he not taking 10 steps towards me? You've seen Krishna? Are you seeing Krishna? Because you took one. If I take one step towards you, follow the logic. If I take one step towards you, and you take 10 steps towards me, what will happen? You'll walk right over me. You'll walk right over me. If I'm standing in front of you, and you take 10 steps, one step will step on my head, like Vamadeva. The other step will step on my sikha, and then my back, and then you'll be gone. So the other 7 steps will be far away. So that means, if we're not seeing Krishna with our one step is faulty. We're not dancing correctly in the dance of bhakti. In the bhakti nach. The bhakti nach, we're doing the dance incorrectly. We don't have sufficient bhava, sufficient love, sufficient submission, sharanagati. Bhakti grows in the field of sharanagati. There's no sharanagati, bhakti is dead. Sharanagati is day to day. Give up this, let go of this, give up this, let go of that, let go of this, let go of that. Don't, why are you holding on? Holding on to family, holding on to country, holding on to body, this, that, holding, holding, holding. Not letting go. Rati, asakti, attachment. Maya sakti. Then no sharanagati, then no bhakti, then no Krishna, then no darshan. Krishna appears, his main purpose is to give solace and comfort and peace and to the devotees. He comes to show compassion to his devotees. The Lord appears in a particular, Krishna appears in the particular form, loved by a particular type of devotee. A Madhurya Mahi Bhakta. A Madhurya Mahi Bhakta. He said Madhurya Mahi Parakya Raghunuhiya. Raghunuhiya Parakya Bhakta. He's in Parakya Bhava. He loves Radharani and Krishna and Braj. He's trying to. So he wants to see Radharani in the Yugo. That's why you see these paintings in Bengal. You see these posters since 77 when it first came to India.
And they had, so these posters of Radha and Krishna were standing, and one Krishna's leg was wrapped around Radha Rani, and her leg one was like one golden leg and one blue leg. Ever seen this poster? It's called Premalingata. Premalingata. Brati Keli. This is one. We are, what is it? Ekatma Doi Deha, whatever, Do Deha. So Krishna and Radha become one. The union of the pure devotee, the Bhagavan. The union of pure love, the Ashraya, Prema Shraya, with Prem Vishaya. With the shelter of love unifies with the object of love. Yin and the Yang, the positive and the negative. So this is the beautiful union of Radha and Krishna. So the Madhurya Mayavaki is meditating on Radha Krishna. I want to take Radha Rani for Abhisar. I want to do Radha Shringar, decorate her beautifully. So I will take her for Abhisar to meet Krishna. Now I'll make all arrangements. This is what the Sakhi Mandris do, and make all wonderful arrangements. Nikunja Yuno, Rati Keli Siddhai, Yaya Vibir Yutira Dakshaniya. Tatraki Dakshat, Ativa Vasya. Hey Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Hey Guruji. Hey Gurudev. Hey Gurudev. You are Daksha. Shri Radha, Radha Rani Shringhar Daksha. Daksha means expert. Expert in Kesh Seva. Brushing Radha Rani's hair, making her veini, putting kunda flowers in her veini in the winter, putting bakul flowers in the summer. And I'm picking flowers, giving to you. This is Shringhar Seva. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli. Rati Keli Sitai. This is Premalingata, Rati Keli. So the Madhurya Mayavaki, he meditates on Radha Govinda Yuga. He offers pranams to Sitaram, offers pranam to Sitaram, and he offers pranams to Nitai Chan, and worships Nitai Chan. But he meditates on Rasaraj Mahabhav, Chaitanya Mahabhu ki,
yeah.
Rasaraj, Sri Krishna, Mahabhav, Radha Rani. Radha Govinda becomes Mahabhu, Mahabhu becomes Radha Govinda. Meditating on Radha Govinda Yuga is the same as meditating Mahabhu. Bhakti Sandhya Saraswati established one deity everywhere. Mahabhu, Mahabhu, Mahabhu. Radha Govinda, Mahabhu, Radha Govinda, Mahabhu. Because this is the Siddhanta, this is the Priyojana Tattva of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Mahabhu, Premalingata, Radha Govinda. This is a particular form. So Hanuman's meditating on Ram, he sees Ram. You're meditating on Vishnu, you see Vishnu. You're meditating on Radharani and Krishna, you see Radharani and Krishna. Radharani and Krishna. There are millions of forms of the Lord, but they're all one absolute. Prem Swarup. As stated in Bhagavad Gita. Advaitana Chintana Nantana Nantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Dulavadurvam Bhakto Govinda Mari Purusham Namam Vajami Govinda Mari Purusham Namam Vajami. All different forms of the Lord are one, but some devotees want to see the Lord as Radha Krishna. Others prefer to see Sitaram, and others Lakshmi Narayan. The Lord, others want to see him as a forehand in Narayan Vasudev. The Lord has innumerable forms, and Krishna appears in a particular form referred by a particular type of devotee. Prabhupada said, in one purport, Prabhupada said in three or four different ways the same thing. You get it? Particular devotee, particular form, and then gave examples. He said three different times. The first sentence is, the Lord appears in a particular form, loved by a particular devotee. Then he says that the Lord has innumerable forms, but he appears in a particular form by a particular devotee. Do you see that? Particular means speciality. Speciality means vishesh. Vishesh bhakta. Hey, Prabhu, who is Ishta Kone? Okay. Oh, Bhagavan. Everyone, except Bhagavan. Radha's God. It's all God.
एक इष्ट एक गति एक काम गति Who's your wife?
Ah, she's my wife. She's
that.
Sure.
So men?
Yeah, it's like that. You know, in Ram and Ek Patni Pratha, but you know,
don't know about.
But I have so many. But it's not. So you have to fix your heart on one. You have to fix your mind on one personality of Godhead.
Nishakone.
Fix a Rati Bhagavan or Jaishakani else. Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, disciple of Vaikacharya. Srinath, sometimes they say Vishnath wrote it. Srinath Acharya. Srinath Acharya compiled a book, Chaitanya Manjusha. And Chaitanya Manjusha, this Mangalacharana is there. Aradhya Bhagavan, Rajay Chaitanya, Sri Dham Vrindavan. Ramyaka Chitubhasan, Rajavudhir, and Santalita.
So he's saying, this is our Aradhya Dev. Our Aradhya Dev is Rasaraj Sri Krishna and Rasarani Sri Radha. Rasarani Radha. That's a nice name. Rasarani. Rasaraj, Rasarani. You have Raj, you must have Rani. The Raj and the Rani. Is it? Rasaraj. Radha. Rasaraj Krishna. Rasarani. Very nice. Isn't it?
So, Prabhupada, so much Prabhupada is saying, hello, Bhakta Joe. Hello, Krishnadas. Prabhupada's giving us an examination here. He's asking us three times in this purport. Are you a particular devotee? Are you a Vishesh Bhakta? Are you a everybody Bhakta? And do you have a particular Vishesh Bhakta? You have a Ishtadev? A worship of level Lord? Oh yeah, this one, that one, everyone. It's all one. Define your lover and start loving. Define your goal. Oh, I want to go to Ayodhya, I want to go to Vaikuntha. What do they call it? What's that called, please? Vaikuntha Vrindavan? Some guest house, Vaikuntha or something? Vaikuntha?
No, this is Vaikuntha. What's it called? It's a huge guest house. Pushpanjali Vaikuntha. I want to go to Pushpanjali Vaikuntha or some other guy. This is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Neche. I want to go to Brajadam. Bhavan Vrindavan, Rolo Vrindavan. We have to, first you go to the airport and they say, where are you going, sir? Everywhere. Achha. Let me see your ticket. Oh, I have a ticket for everywhere. You're going to a particular destination, a particular airline, a particular time. So Prabhupada is saying, wake up. Let's finish the purport so we can eat particular type of prasadam at a particular time of day. Not be unparticular about that. Because we're meditating on a particular type of breakfast. It happens at a particular type of time, which is 9 o'clock, and you're over time, and you're breaking my meditation. Unbelievable. It's like, there's about 8 different ways Prabhupada is saying, meditate on a particular... Now he says, a yogi is advised to meditate upon forms that are approved by the devotees. A yogi cannot imagine a form for meditation. So-called yogis who manufacture a circle or a target are engaged in nonsense meditation. Just meditate on this mandala. Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm into it, man. These so-called... it's nonsense. Actually, yogi must meditate on the form, supreme personality of God, has been experienced by the Lord Spirit of devotees. Yogi means devotee. I didn't read the purport on it. So. Yogi means devotee. Yogis who are not actually pure devotees should follow in the footsteps of devotees. It is especially mentioned here that a yogi should meditate upon the Lord, which is approved. He cannot manufacture in a form of the Lord. So there's a two-point, many points, but let's just say, to summarize, this verse, there are 2 points Prabhupada is hammering at or mentioning here. One, he's speaking to those bogus guys, the bad guys. Prabhupada is speaking to the bad guys and the good guys. The bad guys, he's saying, your meditation is bogus, it won't get anywhere by meditating. Oh, meditate on the tip of your nose. That is the start when Krishna says that in Gita. Madhya Guru. Madhya Guru means middle of your eyebrows, tip of your nose. That's just a state of the mind. That's a method of purification of the mind. But they meditate on that. Meditate on that. So many things. So then Prabhupada's telling these yogis, you should meditate on Rup Dhyan, Krishna Rup Dhyan. This is correct asli, correct original path. That's for them. First Prabhupada corrects. He uses the Bhagavad Praman, the Vani, Kapila Vani. He uses Kapila Vani, Mahajana Vani, Mahajanacharya Vani. He uses his Vani to defeat or to rectify the Mayavadis and the yogis who are meditating incorrectly. So he's speaking to them, the so-called bad guys. Now to the good guys, to the devotees, he's also speaking, he's addressing them. Hey, hey, devotees in the temple, wake up. Who is your particular form of the Lord? Are you meditating? Are you a particular devotee with a particular rag, a particular bhava, and loving mood? There's four or five times in the purport, he says, choose your ishtadev and dedicate your mind and heart, become Radha Priya, Sham Priya. But if they aren't your Priya, your beloved object of meditation, then they can't become your Priya. Priya Thakur, Priya Thakurani. Gyari Gyari, that's guy's singing, Varsane Vadi Radhe Shirada. He says, Gyari Gyari, sometimes he's so evoked, he's so effusive with his love. He's saying this thing, that thing. He's saying, then he just starts and he repeats, Gyari Gyari Gyari. You saw there's one part of the song. He goes, Gyari, Gyari, Gyari. I can't pronounce it right, but bad time for Hindi. He's just saying one name, this name, that name. Then he gets into this name, Gyari, Gyari, Gyari. You remember that? Three times. Because he's a Vrijvasi Brahman. He's in love with Radharani. This Brahman, this Pujari, this Bhagavihari person. He has his own Sneha Vihari, his own deity of Bhagavihari. Mridu Krishna's son, Mridu Krishna, Shastri, his son. Varsane Vane, was it? Kuchan. Kishore Kuchan, Hare San. Intasam Bhujahe. Kishore, I'm thinking of Kishore, my brother, not Kishore, my brother. Sounds like a lot like Monday love songs. I mean, the words are beautiful. I like the words. Somehow the beat doesn't. Kishore Kuchan, Hare San. Doesn't really sound like a traditional Mirabai bhajan. So he sings like this. Gyari, gyari, gyari. Because he's love. The same thing in Krishna Karnamrita. In Krishna Karnamrita, when Gomala Thakur is glorifying his Ishta, because he's in love with Krishna. So he's talking about Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so sweet. His eyes, his lips, his face, he's so sweet. And he's writing one verse where he gets stuck. He's seeing Krishna's sweet mother Vadanam. Mother Vadanam, the word there is Vadanam, mother Vadanam. He's seen his so sweeter than sweet face of Krishna, and he starts saying, Madhur. There's one verse in Krishna Karnamrita, you know? He goes, Madhur. He's like stuttering. Da 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 da. Like if you see something astonishing, you become stunned. You can't speak. It's called Valhita. And you'll see a little Gagara. You know Gagara. You can show Gagara. Jagagaga. Who's that? Mahaprabhu. She came in Mahaprabhu. 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 He's seeing Jagannath Swami. He's dancing around the ocean. Huh? Well, what feature I'm seeing? What beauty? What sweetness? What are you saying with your eyes? Oh, you're saying that? Here, this place, you're speaking like this? Oh, my son. Oh, my Lord Jagannath. So the same thing. Gomala Thakur is in the ecstasy of Bhava, Bhavalas. So he's saying, Madhuram. Gyari. So we have an initiative. We glorify the name of Ishtadev, the form of Ishtadev, the qualities of Lila. We live in their Lila Bhumi. We live in Vrindavan, but then our heart is telling us, oh, Vrindavan, my heart is pulling me to Radha's Dham. Where it's only in Radha, we say Radha Dham. This that's all bogus Radha Dham. There's one Radha Dham in Vrindavan. You know where that Radha Dham in Vrindavan is? Sri Radha Kun Ki Jai. Radhe Dham. Shiva Parvati.